Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Give it to me.
I'm producer Rich Straffolino, and welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where each year, more than 3.5 million people in NYC and more than 50 million people at home watch the podcast, which is why it's so important that our corporate partners are up to the exciting task of bringing joy to podcast fans everywhere. Thanks for joining us. This is a special, we'll call it a bonus episode of It's a Thing. We had decided just to take the week off from a regular episode, Tom, Molly getting some well-deserved R&R time with family, friends, all that, you know, good Thanksgiving stuff, at least in the U.S. here. But we decided to put together a little Thingsgiving, some things we are thankful for. I think that's what the vague rubric that we put together for this. Like I said, just a short bonus episode to get some good feels out there. So Tom and Molly, take it away.
Honestly, the thing I'm most thankful for, and this feels like a cop out, but I just keep coming back to it every time I think about what to say, is the internet. If there's no internet, I don't create my own online version of my e-zine. Well, it was just a zine, my own online version of a zine on Usenet. And that doesn't lead me to create a website. That website then is what got me the job at ZDTV, which then led me into my career as working at technology, which led me to CNET, which led me to meeting Molly Wood, which led us to starting Buzz Out Loud, which led to podcasting, which led to my current actual business and job, and one of my best friends in the world, Molly Wood, whom I get the pleasure of doing a weekly show that is incredibly super fun that she wouldn't have thought of if it hadn't been for the internet and all of those things that got us to do podcasting, etc. So, yeah, as crazy as some of the unexpected consequences of the internet have been, I really still believe that on balance, it's a positive. And like all the scary technologies of the past, including the steam engine and electricity, we will figure this out. We will be able to manage the internet as long as we survive all of the other things that we've put in our way as humanity. So thanks, internet, for letting me talk to you, the person listening right now, which really, in the end, I'm really mostly thankful for you.
Oh, hey, Thing Gang. I am calling in from the airport where I'm actually traveling on Thanksgiving and could not be feeling more grateful for getting to go somewhere and see people. And it has me thinking about all the things that I am thankful for. And of course, those things include Old Town Road and orange wine and Dalgona coffee and Squid Game. But most of all, I think you know where I'm going with this. It includes you. Without this show, I wouldn't be a crazy plant lady. Without this show, we wouldn't have a reason to put our butts in chairs on Wednesdays or Thursdays or Saturday or whenever we can manage and manage to have all of you join us. And without this show, I wouldn't get to hang out with Tom and Rich week after week. And I mean, it's the greatest gift of all. We are so lucky. I hope you're all having a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for keeping the show going. It's a thing. I think we can all agree has been a lifeline in these darkest of times. Actually, I shouldn't even bring the real world into it. It's just fun. Thanks, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Miss you. See you next week. Bye.
So Tom and Molly give the things that they're thankful for, or the things that they're thankful for. Either way, whatever you got. I'll throw my 2 cents in the ring for the thing that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful in the context of this show that I basically get to work my dream job. I get to like write up goofy shout outs and work with 2 awesome podcasters that I've respected for years. So that's awesome. And I'm super thankful for that. Of course, it wouldn't be an episode of It's a Thing if we didn't thank our shout out patrons at the shout out level. They give us the maximum level of support. We truly, truly appreciate that. So we had to, of course, help them out, give them a little shout out, even on this mini episode. Of course, to do this, I've had to enlist some help. Now, usually it's Tom and Molly doing the shout outs. I've occasionally done the shout outs on the show when called upon. It's my duty. It's my honor to do so. And so I've enlisted the support of my lovely wife, Jackie, to assist on the shout outs today. Jackie, are you excited for the shout outs?
I'm ready.
All right, so we're going to get started. These shout-outs are based on the classic Christmas poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." I figured we're already rushing the holiday season. And these are based specifically on a description of one, Mr. Santa Claus. So here we go. Morris Jones's eyes, how they twinkled. Benjamin Forrest's dimples, how merry. Lee Price's cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. Kevin Sill's droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And the beard of Eric Duncan's chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe Jake Woods held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled Gabrielle Cohen's head like a wreath. Miranda Janelle had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when Andrew Bradley's laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
Mike Akins was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw James C. Smith in spite of myself. A wink of Joe Hood's eye and a twist of Louis Sandamore's head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. Oh, thank you. I appreciate the applause. Thank you. I hear that in my mind every time they read my shout-outs.
Well, now you officially can hear it.
Yay! All right, well, thank you. This is really, the applause really goes out to the patrons. You can support us there, patreon.com/itsathing. We have all sorts of cool perks below the shout-out level. Of course, we appreciate all of our shout-out patrons, but we also have things like our Discord and ad-free RSS feed. Good stuff. So check it out. Like I said, patreon.com/itsathing.
You can also email us your things to feedback@itsathing.me. I've always wanted to do that.
All right. Well, Tom and Molly will be back next time. So until then, remember, everybody, have a great holiday weekend. If you're in the U.S., if you're not, just have a great weekend anyway. It's no big deal either way.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.